Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231 as we kick off Hour 3, the Wednesday edition, Thanksgiving Eve edition. That's right, we're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away at freetalklive.com. We're going to go to the phones to kick things off here because it is a show about your calls. So let's talk to Nick in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Nick, what's on your mind?
Well, this immigration issue, you know, it's pretty close, hot topic down here in Arizona.
And I bet it is.
Yeah, I myself am not a native Arizona. I come from the Great Plains of South Dakota, and I actually appreciate the culture, you know, of, like, the Mexican-Americans that they bring to the area. And that's something that I don't think you'll hear a lot of people, especially white people, say around here, but I think everybody just needs to have an open mind and, you know, not discriminate. And as far as people wanting jobs, you know, you see these guys lining up at Home Depot all over town at 5 in the morning just so they can go get a day's work. And I think that's, you know, pretty noble. That sounds American to me.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree. I wish you were disagreeing with us. It's hard to take calls from people that agree on this issue. I think it's great.
I just wanted to back you guys up. You know, that last caller kind of sounded like he just was sort of racist. And people just don't understand that it's just a different culture. It's not anything to be threatened by.
And we didn't have a lot of time with him because we were running out of time, and he's kind of drunk, so it wasn't worth holding him over or anything like that.
He may not have been drunk.
It was his first time. Well, he was a little out of it then. It was his first time listening, his first time calling in, so that could have meant that he had tuned in for 5 minutes, heard something we said, because at the end of his call, he made the claim that, well, these immigrants, they're not going to learn English, when earlier in the hour, we read a study that essentially says, yeah, they are learning English, just give them a generation or two, and they will absolutely assimilate. That's what they're doing.
Well, in his defense...
One generation is all it takes, but I've seen proof of that down here. I mean, there's plenty of people I know that they speak English and their parents don't. It's just the way it is for a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Mark, you were saying?
In his defense, I was going to say that he probably agrees with 80% of Americans. That means 80% of Americans, in my opinion, are wrong.
Sure.
But he's got a lot of agreement on his side.
Well, okay.
I know. I see it all the time down here. There's like white neighborhoods, you know. I mean, it's kind of strange. You just go from different parts of town and there's, you know, people living in their own different sections of town. It's definitely there's a lot of agreement on that side.
Is there a lot? Can you feel like a lot of tension down there? I mean, where are you in Arizona? Are you down towards the southern end or?
In Phoenix.
So that's kind of, where is that, centrally located? I don't really know where Phoenix is.
Yeah, it's a couple hours from the border, but there's definitely, I mean, there's more, not more immigrants, but there's more Mexican Americans here than there are others. You know, other races. So it's definitely a heavily populated Mexican area. You know, there's no doubt about that. But I wouldn't say it's a lot of racial tension. It's just, you see people discriminate against the people that are accepting of immigrants. And, mm-hmm. You know, say I have a couple guys over to do my lawn and stuff like that. If I live in a entirely, you know, nice suburb, I might get some looks from my neighbors and stuff like that. Like,
why isn't he hiring any white people?
Right.
Yeah.
Hire the kids to do it, you know. It's like,
I'm going to hire who does the best job for the best price.
And who's available at the time I want it done.
I don't care if they're black or white or Asian or Hispanic or whatever. Or a kid or an old person. You do the job, you get paid.
And I know that other caller brought up something about the workers in India, you know, who are getting a lot of the telemarketing jobs these days. And I actually think it's fun to talk to those guys. And if they speak really good English, I always compliment them. Because could you imagine learning another language just to get a job?
No, apparently. Well, yes, they do. But Americans cannot imagine that. Americans cannot imagine it. If you suggest to an American that he might have to learn how to say count from 1 to 10 in Spanish, he'll get all upset and, oh my gosh, they're going to take our jobs and I can't handle this second language stuff.
This is America. Yeah. They're supposed to speak English.
Yeah. It's just sad.
Oh, but you know, I love calling tech support and a guy in India picks up and says, tech support, this is Dusty.
I find that they're very friendly. Sometimes it's a little hard to understand, but I have trouble understanding Americans who speak English sometimes.
There's
on the phone.
Lots of colloquial English out there, and it's getting more and more pronounced as time goes by.
Nick, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. Wayne, you've got some news about immigration. Apparently they're changing the rules. Because everybody says, well, why don't you just go through the legal process as though it's no big deal? As though becoming a legal American immigrant is just, oh, just fill out a form and you'll be a legal immigrant.
All you have to do to get an idea what that's like is go down to City Hall and try to deal with those people on some issue.
But it's worse.
It's much worse.
Because, as you've pointed out in the past, City Hall is at least going to be somewhat, just a little bit responsive to you because you're a voter. You're somebody who is a constituent. Immigrants don't have representatives. Immigrants aren't constituents, so you can just abuse them as much as you want to if you're a bureaucrat.
In most cases, they don't even speak the same language.
Right. So now what are they doing, Wayne?
Yes, that brings us to a story about activists being up in arms over new citizenship test. Up until now, the typical questions on a U.S. citizenship test include how many states there are in the United States, where is the White House located, what are the 49th and 50th states of the Union. The U.S. government's scrapping this test now, which requires nothing more than rote memorization of facts in favor of a new 10-question oral exam conducted in English that tests an immigrant's grasp of the principles of American democracy, including the freedoms guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights. The change is meant to counteract a 20- to 30-year retreat from emphasizing Americanization in favor of multiculturalism. A reaction in part to the worsening cultural and societal problems caused by large populations of unassimilated immigrants in Europe.
So, as I understand it, they're making the process even more difficult.
Yes, they're giving them a, rather than a multiple choice type exam, where there's certain things they can memorize to pass it, they're giving them an oral exam where they basically have to, it's more of an essay type
exam. Right, they have to know it off the top of their head.
Yes.
And speak English.
Well,
and while those things aren't bad to know, because a lot of these people come from countries where they don't have any concept of American liberty, just the fact that they have to go jump through all these hoops is not necessarily a fun thing.
And, you know, it seems to me that a great deal of Americans don't understand the Constitution and concepts of liberty. Should we have this, if you're going to give it to these people as citizenship...
Should give it to everybody. Kick them out if they don't get it right.
Right, I mean...
That could be some hope, though, if a bunch of people pour in and actually know the principles of American liberty.
It could be, but also, Wayne, you're missing a point, and that is that the government bureaucrats will be the ones administering the quiz about American liberty. I mean, it's already gotten it wrong in the article about it. This isn't a democracy. It's a representative republic. And so it's like this this sort of reminds me of this mandatory day they have now in government schools. It's a Constitution Day. I believe it's September 17th. Anyway, if you are in a government school, there will be some sort of Constitution related curriculum that day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about you, Wayne, and there's a reason you've got your kids in homeschool.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't want them to learn the Communist Manifesto.
Right. You don't want government bureaucrats who tend to be socialists educating your kids about American liberty. So can you imagine what they're going to be telling these people? What are the rights here in America? Well, according to the study and materials you gave me, the rights are a right to health care and a right to, you know, I mean, who knows what the answers are going to be? Who knows what the questions are going to be?
Yeah, you make a good point.
Yeah, don't let the bureaucrats tell anybody about liberty, because they don't know.
When they talk about the Constitution in government schools, generally what they spend a lot of time on is the bicameral House legislature that we have.
The government runs.
The duties of the president. Of course, the president doesn't do what his duty is to enforce the law, being in charge of the executive branch. Now with the signing statements and those kind of things, he makes laws. And what the Supreme Court is, you know, there's no real discussion on concepts of liberty. And
nope.
They say liberty. They say freedom, but that's the reason that they fought.
They might talk about the reason why the Revolutionary War was fought, but after that, it's all about the government they formed. And we've defeated the British government, and we made our own government.
Right, and American people, it seems to me, recognize free concepts like freedom and liberty as... We vote for our representatives.
Mm.
I mean, that's what they talk about, spreading democracy
around
the world.
Well, that's more freedom than having a king now, isn't it?
I don't know.
It depends,
it really depends
actually
on how the king treats you.
Studies have shown that actually the king, living under a king, might actually have been more freedom in some cases.
More economic freedom.
More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It's your show, Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, water. We sail on it and wash with it. And in cars, it belongs in the radiator. But H2O in tires is dangerous. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Water's just great in mountain streams, but when it sneaks into tires, the danger's crystal clear. Water and the dirt it carries can warp the inside of your tires. Here's how it gets in. Moisture collects in air pump compressors. When tire valves connect with pump valves, this unwanted water piggybacks right into your tire. To prevent this unwelcome hitchhiker, jiggle the pump valve and release some air. If you get soggy, ease on down to the next watering hole. I mean, service station. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free lines for all of your voiceover IP needs. Packet8.net. And don't forget to get interactive with us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, right there on the front page of the website, you'll find an entire year's worth of Free Talk Live. Or you download a convenience for free at freetalklive.com and I need to remind you, register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum and come and hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. The three-day event is starting on February 23rd. Now, early bird discount ends tomorrow. I'm guessing that means if you register tomorrow, you'll be all right, but I wouldn't chance that. Get in there as soon as you possibly can at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mark, you and I are going to be broadcasting live.
Yep.
And I've already gotten a few emails from people that are saying they're going to be there, looking forward to meeting us. Of course, we're looking forward to meeting anybody who shows up. And Wayne, are you going to be in attendance for this?
I'm registered.
Excellent.
I'm going to go do that right now.
Are you? You're going to wait, you're already registered. You mean you're going to buy the tickets for the dinners?
The tickets for the Bednarik dinner and the Stossel dinner.
Right, because those are separate. So you don't have to buy the whole event if you're not going to, you don't want to go and see. For some reason, if you don't want to go and see John Stossel speak, then you don't have to pay that, you know, whatever the amount is for that dinner. So if you're on a budget, you can still sort of attend this event on a budget. And it's going to be a great way for people to explore New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and, of course, meet a bunch of the activists that are here on the ground making a difference. And I think that's going to be the most fun part.
Really. They have one-day passes, too.
Really?
Yes, they have one-day passes
cool.
And a three-day pass.
Right. So people with limited time can even attend this, then. That's excellent. All right, let's move on. We're talking about freedoms, all sorts of freedoms as usual, and now it looks like the FCC is finally under a bit of an attack in the courts. The CBS is suing. In fact, I believe a couple other networks are involved as well, though I've heard ABC has dropped out that they aren't going through with this. But CBS is. They told a federal court on Monday that the government's new zero-tolerance policy for indecent broadcast is threatening to choke off free speech. In its opening brief with the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia, CBS contends that the commission's policy, quote, is flatly inconsistent with the bedrock principle that First Amendment freedoms require breathing space to survive. The case is one of two battles this month that will go a long way to deciding whether the government can slap broadcasters with a big fine and threaten their licenses to operate because of a slip of the tongue. The other case is the New York Circuit and involves Nicole Richie's use of the S-word during the 2003 Billboard Music Awards, which aired on Fox. Now, in September of 2004, the FCC...
Do you know who Nicole Richie is?
Lionel Richie's daughter.
Okay.
All right.
He surprises me sometimes because he doesn't get out. He doesn't know much about entertainment.
I know a little bit about pop culture.
But every once in a while, he'll surprise you.
The FCC say, and Lionel Richie was in the Commodores.
He's pretty up on that for his age.
Lionel Richie,
he's amazing.
Talented.
The FCC said that CBS and Viacom, the parent company at the time, knew or should have known that Janet Jackson's breast would be exposed during a halftime show at the 2004 Super Bowl.
Ever since I saw her boob on TV, I've never been the same.
Right, I've been warped.
Were you one of those guys with the TiVo going back and forth, frame by frame?
I wore it out.
Watching it over and over
again. I had
to
buy a new remote after that.
You're joking, but there really were people. I guess TiVo has a way that they can sort of monitor who's doing what with their sets, and they found out that there's just this massive amount of people out there that continued to rewind and play back those few frames.
I would have crashed the hard drive on my TiVo.
People were obsessed with that. I'm not sure why. I mean, haven't Americans seen breasts before?
No, they're not allowed.
Apparently not. Do you think CBS should have known that Janet Jackson's breast was to be exposed in that event? How would CBS have known that? They're covering a live event. Anything can happen. It's the Super Bowl.
Right. They just wanted to have Justin Timberlake. Is that the other guy?
Yeah, Timberlake. Yeah.
Timberlake and Jackson doing their halftime show.
Right.
I mean, big, fat, hairy deal. How did they know that these two, performers were going to intend to get themselves a great deal of news coverage by exposing... A boob.
Right. You've hired somebody to be there to do a musical performance at a specific time. They're supposed to show up then, perform for 10 minutes, and be off the stage so the next performer can come up. That's all you know as a director or producer or whatever, whoever's putting together the show. And in fact, the Super Bowl was the organization putting together the halftime entertainment, as I understand it. The NFL's the organization that puts that together, and CBS just covers it, right?
I don't know who put it together, but
either way, if Timberlake and Jackson had a little pact, you know, they talked about it beforehand. That okay, I'm going to rip your shirt off after
this really line. Was a conspiracy between two people,
right? So
to show a bouncy bejeweled boob.
How's CBS supposed to know that's going on?
Stop it.
Alliterative, huh?
How are they supposed to know?
There's no way they could know.
It's ludicrous. Now, of course, the question is, what's the judge going to say about this? Anyway, going on here, CBS, MTV, which produced the show, Jackson and fellow performer Justin Timberlake have all said the moment was unplanned, though Jackson and her choreographer added a wardrobe reveal just before the show aired, according to a commission and court documents. The FCC proposed fining all 20 of CBS's owned and operated stations the maximum $27,500 for the indecent broadcasts. Quote, the orders at issue in this case cannot be reconciled with either the prior three decades of FCC precedent or, more importantly, the decisions of federal courts articulating the First Amendment limitations. Translation is that CBS is saying, well, for three decades, unexpected things had happened on television and you didn't do anything about it. There's precedent here that says that this wouldn't be a big deal normally. It'd be a fleeting moment of breast, maybe generate a couple angry phone calls from a few Puritans, and then that's it. It's over with. But for some reason, something changed. And so CBS is arguing you're being inconsistent, and, of course, the whole First Amendment thing. Of course, the FCC's existence is a violation of the First Amendment. The fact that they can control radio, period.
They're there to protect our airwaves. They're all of our airwaves.
Our airwaves. Our nation.
You're too good at that, Ian.
We, our. Well, anyway, at issue is the, the FCC's power over indecent speech is at issue here, quote, or actually, it also, the U2 frontman Bono, his utterance of the F-word
F-bomb.
During the 2003 Golden Globes broadcast. In the Bono decision, the commission changed its definition of fleeting use, deciding that a certain word can be so vile that it runs afoul of the nation's indecency laws.
Because I remember that previously their definition was they could. It's okay if they use the F-bomb just into like as an adjective to describe speech, but if they use it to actually describe the act for which it's
right,
normally
the sexual
used,
act, yes.
The sexual act, then it's a problem.
Right. That would have to do with the FCC's definition of offensive, or actually, excuse me, not offensive, but objectionable broadcast, indecent, and what's the other word? Offense. It's not offensive. Indecent. There's two categories, and I'm
salacious. Oh, I'm sorry, vulgar.
I'm blanking out on it.
There's indecent,
and then there's O. It starts with an O, and I'm blanking out on it.
I don't know.
Obnoxious?
No.
Can't be.
Obscure? No, it's not obscure. Anyway, let's go on. The commission contends that the fines, which totaled $550,000, were necessary because of the attention the show generated, and that the threat that an unrestrained Hollywood poses to American sensibilities. FCC spokes bureaucrat says, CBS continues to ignore the voices of millions of Americans.
Do you see how Americans are trapped? They're strapped into their easy chairs with their eyes glued open because they must watch this television that's being put in front of them.
Obscenity was the word I was looking for before. 800-259-9231. Obscenity and indecency. Will continue to discuss the details. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live. You take it.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, the Packet 8 toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are for free, and that does include the bulletin board system now up and running because we had a little server trouble earlier this week, but it's back up. bbs.freetalklive.com gets you to it. There's over 140,000 posts awaiting you there. Lots to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff, all there for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Talking about obscenity and indecency. And apparently there's a couple court cases going on right now involving CBS and a couple of the other networks who are, thankfully, and I had hoped that this would happen, thankfully standing up for the First Amendment, or at least part of the First Amendment. And at least they're standing up, as one CBS executive says, quote, "All we're asking is the court to reinstate the old enforcement regime. We like the old abusive regime. Bring back the old guys." No, they don't like the new rules. The rules are okay, according to CBS, just not this new set of rules. And unfortunately, I don't know how successful they're going to be here.
Well, the old rules allowed them to constantly push the envelope, and there was finally a backlash. If you compare Married with Children to some comedy in the 80s, Roseanne, I guess, was in the 90s.
Yeah, those are both 90s. I think they both started in the late 80s, didn't they?
I don't know. I'm just trying to compare Married with Children to something older that I cared about and I don't. The Jeffersons.
The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Well, that would be way back.
There you go.
You can see that there's significant pushing of the envelope that's gone on, and
yes.
I think that at some point or another there was a backlash. I don't think that the FCC has any business regulating what a television network puts across its air.
But then what if ABC News put porn on at night?
Well, then people would turn it off. Because
they'd get more listeners. They wouldn't be going to the computers.
Yeah.
The commission contends the fines, which total $550,000, were necessary because the attention the show generated, speaking of the Janet Jackson incident, and the threat that an unrestrained Hollywood poses to American sensibilities, talking about also the Bono incident where he uttered the F-word in an award ceremony. Here's the quote from the FCC spokes bureaucrat. CBS continues to ignore the voices of millions of Americans, Congress, and the commission by arguing that Janet Jackson's halftime performance was not indecent. Well, wait a minute, FCC spokes bureaucrat. What about the millions of Americans that don't believe for a moment that seeing a breast has anything to do with indecency? What about those millions of Americans? Are they not a factor at all in any of your decisions? Apparently not. Apparently, the millions, and I'm telling you, there are millions of them. Just look at the extreme amount of money involved in the pornography industry. Billions of dollars. Multiple billions of dollars spent on porn in America. Well, now, that doesn't tell you there's millions of Americans interested in seeing a naked breast. Then that's just,
I would say there were millions of Americans that are talking outside both sides of their mouths on this one, that are saying, this is indecent. And I look at porn on the internet. I mean,
right. Well, they would never admit it. They would never admit it.
But their, you know, their actions speak for them.
Sure. Well, let's go look at their hard drives.
CBS believes there should be no limits on what can be shown on television, even during family events like the Super Bowl. We continue to believe that they are wrong. Listen, spokes bureaucrat, the market's still in effect. Even though the television and radio industries, the broadcast TV and radio industries, are very, very heavily regulated and controlled by the FCC, and if you want to start your own radio station, you pretty much can't, because the FCC can just say, sorry, we're not accepting applications for new stations right now. I mean, they're completely in control of these industries. Even though that's the case, the market's still there. The market still operates as much as it possibly can, and therefore, if indeed millions of Americans are offended by what they've seen on television, then a percentage of those millions will pick up their phones, call their local CBS stations, and say, hey, that broadcast last night offended me, and I would appreciate it if you never showed a breast again in my entire life of watching your show or watching your station. And then the station general manager will say, I'm so sorry, sir. We've had 20 calls from people like you this week, and we're going to be installing delay software into our studios in order to make sure that this never happens again. We'll have somebody watching the network feeds as they come through, ready to hit that dump button to protect your children from seeing a naked mammary. You know?
So that's funny.
That's what would happen.
It is what would happen.
Right. If indeed the market was allowed to operate.
Yeah, we were talking off air just now about how some of those great old shows from the 50s and 60s didn't have any of that stuff in there. There's still a market for those shows.
I love the Beverly Hillbillies.
Munsters.
Gilligan's Island. Those are good shows. They have huge staying power.
But for some reason, the FCC believes it must do the job of the market for the market and therefore impose its way upon the broadcasters. And its way must be the right way, because there are some people in America that don't want to see a breast. The ones that want to see breasts, they don't count. Apparently, the opinions of Americans that are Puritans are more valuable to the FCC than anybody else. I guess that's because it gives them the excuse to levy fines against these organizations.
And they howl the loudest.
Right, because nothing actually gets done. I mean, you punish the companies, but the money that's coming out of them isn't going to benefit charity.
You know, we should be able to sue the FCC, because let's talk.
The
idea is that you can't show things that are of prurient interests. Mm. Well, what are they doing? They're fixating on a boob for the last, what, 3 years now?
No, sure. that was just an excuse to institute new rules.
But they're fixating on it, and that's the thing is it's wasting our time. This wouldn't have been an issue if it wasn't for the FCC. No one would remember that she did it. What did they do in the halftime show prior to that?
I don't remember.
The year before that? No, you don't remember because it wasn't a big deal.
The broadcasters argue that the commission has commended broadcasters for their actions to voluntarily curb indecent speech. Quote, our assessment of contemporary community standards for the broadcast medium is strongly bolstered by broadcasters' own practices, wrote the FCC in its 2003 order in the Billboard Awards case. Now, as defined by the FCC, material is indecent if it, quote, in context depicts or describes sexual or excretory activities or organs in a patently offensive manner as measured by the contemporary community standards for the broadcast media.
Which is just a bunch of gobbledygook political speech.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't mean anything. I mean, what's the community? Which community are we talking about? The community that's being broadcast from?
These are my favorite questions to ask.
I mean, the community, the American community at large? Which community?
Who defines the community?
Is it just the little old lady Puritans that we're talking about here? Are they the community?
Apparently so. Apparently those who scream the loudest are the community, Mark.
Right.
So, while obscene speech is not protected by the First Amendment, according to the courts at least, indecent speech is, as the federal courts and the FCC have ruled that such speech can be aired between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m.
And that really does bring up another issue. When you're talking about freedom of speech, you know, the First Amendment was put in place, or that portion of the First Amendment, there's 5 points of the First Amendment, that portion of the First Amendment was put in place to protect unpopular speech. You don't need to protect popular speech. People want to hear popular speech. It's the unpopular stuff that needs to be protected. And this is somewhere between freedom of speech and freedom of the press, and they should be allowed, as the press or somebody speaking, to do or say what they want. And the American people will decide whether or not they want to watch it, and if they don't want to watch it, then the advertisers will leave.
Right.
And they'll go broke.
Let's break down the Janet Jackson breast incident, which, as I understood it, was like a fraction of a second.
Oh, yeah. It was
from a distance.
Microns.
I mean, this wasn't a close-up. They didn't know it was going to happen.
No.
They didn't have a tight shot of her breastal area and right before he ripped off the tearaway thing. So they didn't know what was going to happen. It was from far away. But as defined by the FCC, in context, depicts or describes sexual or excretory activities. Well, this was not a sexual activity. Nothing sexual was done with her breast.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing excretory happened on stage. Or organs in a patently offensive manner. Okay, it definitely involved a organ, but not necessarily a sexual one.
No, I mean, they're not. I mean, you could look at them as sexual, but that's happening in the mind of the viewer.
Exactly. There's nothing sexual about a breast.
There's people out there that get hot over high-heeled pumps. I mean, are you gonna ban them too?
The function of a breast is to feed milk to a human baby. That's not sexual at all. American Puritans, more on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the Wednesday Thanksgiving Eve version of the show. Well, nothing's changed. It's just Thanksgiving Eve. And the team here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And nothing's going to change tomorrow night either. We're going to be here live for the Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live. So
yes,
sitting around with the family, eating dinner, enjoying yourself, flip on the radio or flip on your internet connection.
Shock the crap out of your family with Free Talk Live.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Because
we will get the discussion going at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
do that.
Your dad hates our guts. Tune in Free Talk Live.
So, yeah, we're going to be here tomorrow and the next day and the next day after that. We don't take time off because I think that people deserve live content no matter what day it is. So that's why we're here. 800-259-9231, that's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And I'd encourage you to sign up for the AMP program, but right now only half of the sign-up portion is working because we're still kind of getting our website back online. So why don't you just do some shopping? Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and buy some stuff. A percentage of the sale will benefit the show.
And also try the Harvest Glow centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers.com, either as a gift or to decorate your home. Delivery within 24 hours. The small is only $50 and the large one $60. So use code FTL to save 10%. Call, click, or come in. Fresh flowers and gourmet gifts delivered same day, any day.
No, not Thanksgiving.
Yep, it's going to be done. What do you think? They deliver flowers
on
Valentine's Day? It will be there.
There's a code, right?
FTL. So you can order it and put it right on your mom's dinner table, and she will love it.
Awesome.
So $50 for the little one, $60 for the large one. The large one's enormous. It's amazing. You can go to 1-800-flowers.com and check it out.
Yep, and you can't go wrong with flowers for mom, right? I mean, can you really?
Hard to go wrong.
How many moms don't like flowers?
That's right, and you'll make sure you're in her will.
That's what you're thinking about when you buy flowers for your mom. Shame on you, Wayne.
No, my mother hates flowers. She's allergic to them.
Really?
Yes.
All flowers?
All flowers. Can't put flowers near her.
Wow, what do you get a mom like that? Jewelry?
I'd kiss
teddy
her.
Bears?
I'd give her a hug.
There you go. You know what? That's the best. That's how I am, Wayne, because I'm too cheap to buy any stuff for my mom. 800.
But buy flowers for your wife if you want to get lucky.
1-800-259-9231. If that's what it takes for you to get lucky, then you should take another look at your marriage, in my opinion. I saw a statistic yesterday that said 20% of American marriages, sex happens 10 times or less per year.
Oof. How many? 20%?
20% of American marriages, one out of every five marriages, Those people are having sex less than 10 times per year.
If you think
year.
Of the elderly, perhaps, you know, they've just done it all the times they care to do it. And
true. It didn't break down any demographics.
Mm-hmm.
But
I bet that would be a lot different if they were talking about people married to school teachers.
And why would that be?
Haven't you heard about school teachers?
Oh, the school teachers doing all the students.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes.
Perhaps, the socialist nympho school teachers.
Perhaps if the husbands were doing their job, they wouldn't be messing with those little boys.
800-259-9231. Still time for your calls. Still talking about indecency and obscenity. Of course, the Puritans in America have managed to apparently get in charge of the FCC. Because, you know, the FCC isn't an elected position. These FCC bureaucrats aren't accountable to anybody. But, what, is it, does Congress appoint the FCC commissioner? I'm not even sure how that works. I guess the president does. The president appoints the FCC commissioner. So, really, you know, it doesn't really matter what the FCC does. They're not directly accountable to the American people. So they don't run for election. They don't have to pander to the American people. So they really get to just impose their morality system on Americans. And that's essentially what's going on here with the FCC defending their fines against CBS and Fox and other broadcasters for saying the F word or the S word or displaying a breast on television. And I would like to know why it is that the naked breast of a woman is somehow sexual. How is that sexual? Can you explain it to me? 800-259-9231.
Well, I think it was shown in sort of a sexually provocative manner. I think that was the idea. I mean, you know, it seems to me. Of course, I'm assigning that in my head.
Right.
But,
well, I could see that if Justin Timberlake, for instance, caressed it or, sucked on it or something like that.
Slapped it.
You know, did something to it. Then you could have said, yes, that's sex. But showing a breast on television, no.
Quote, unquote, accidentally exposed.
Right, no.
Bejeweled.
Have you ever been to a nudist beach?
No, I have.
Yes, I have.
You have? Well, there's actually one in New Hampshire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Usually, yes. Nudist beaches are bad news. I mean, you know, you go there and it's like, oh, I don't want to see any of this.
There aren't very many beaches in New Hampshire. I mean, how many?
Well, there's a lot of lakes with beaches, too.
Oh, I see what you mean. So, I mean, what did you... Did you have something to say about being in a nudist beach, or
well,
are you just asking?
Well, what I would say about that is there are people who don't care about that. There's breasts hanging out and flapping all around a nudist beach, and nobody seems to care except the people that are new to it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the only time anything sexual goes on a nude beach is when some perv shows up and reaches down his pants or something like that and starts furtively self-pleasuring himself there. That's the only time something sexual goes on, and that's, again, because in his head, he believes that a nude woman is something, you know, sexual. It's just nudity. It's natural. It is the natural state of being for a human. And I just don't understand our obsession with it. And, in fact, if it was on television more often, then there would be no obsession with nudity in this country. We wouldn't be so over-sexualized and sexually repressed, to throw back to a topic we covered earlier this week.
It's hard to argue with that.
Well, the FCC says that it cannot in context depict or describe sexual or excretory activities or organs in a patently offensive manner as measured by contemporary community standards for the broadcast medium. Well, good for them. We'll see what happens in the case, and we'll bring it to you here as soon as we find out about it. Now, speaking of sex, Mark, I believe you have a story about some people that were in a park and got busted for something. What happened?
It looks in like Lafayette, Indiana, a sex sting in parks. Net 17. The excuses offered by the 17 men arrested Monday and Tuesday in a multi-agency sex sting at Tippecanoe Park, County Parks were none the police haven't heard before.
Obviously no murderers or bank robbers or anything like that on the loose.
No, couldn't be.
Got multi-agencies involved in a sex sting.
How many people got robbed or something stolen or hurt in some way while
apparently
they were doing
none.
This?
Yeah.
They say it's isn't always their first. They always say it's their first time or they were going to urinate, said Lieutenant Don Whitehead of the Kokomo Police Department. But from the great amount of conversation beforehand, it's clear that's not the case. Kokomo Police assisted the Tippecanoe County Sheriff's Department during a two-day operation at Tecumseh Trails, Davis Ferry Park sites, long rumored to be destinations for anonymous sexual hookups. And this is, of
heavens
course,
no.
This is, of course, men hooking up. I don't think you could ever convince women to hang around a park looking for sexual hookups.
Yeah.
Unless they were getting paid well to do it, in which case you could convince them. Those arrests are suspected of exposing themselves or inappropriately touching undercover detectives. That's a bummer of a job, right? All right, Jim. All right, Wayne, it's your turn to go out there and get touched by the gay guys.
I'd like to see what's in his pockets.
Just feel around.
How did this happen? Like, what was the process here?
Well, the Sheriff's Department received its own blow when one of the suspects turned out to be a long-standing member of its merit board.
Oops.
The five-member civilian group in charge of hiring, firing, and promoting deputies. The sheriff, Smokey Anderson, said that he asked Charles Bob Best, 69, of rural Lafayette, to resign after the man was found to be among those arrested. Best, who was elected...
Because he's a bad... Because now he's a bad man.
He's a
lawbreaker. Whereas before, he was a trusted member of the community. Somebody who was so trusted and respected that he was asked to be on this board of representatives or whatever.
And has been there for 20 years.
20 years. But now all of a sudden, he's just a bad guy because he got horny in a forest somewhere. So
silly. I love that.
Other suspects include employees of Greater Lafayette Health Services, the Tippecanoe School Corp., and Purdue University, according to booking reports. Though most suspects are from the Lafayette area, one
you mean they don't all come from the trailer park?
Apparently not. Well, we were talking during break that George Michael was picked up in one of these a few years back.
Yes, he was. Now, how did they actually get them to... bisexual? What happened? Run out of time.
It's very briefly described here, but you know, more or less they talked to the guys. They outline that they're going to have a sexual adventure back in the bushes, and then they go back in the bushes and they make sure that the guy is committed to having the sexual adventure that they had discussed previously.
How do they make sure he's committed?
Well, they get a little touching going on, or have him expose himself. Well, not both of them.
Okay.
You say, oh, take your pants off and show it to me, or something like that.
So this is entrapment. They offered sex to these men, offered a little fun time. They went back in the forest, took their pants down, and then they arrested them.
Right. Reach out here, and I'll let you feel my handcuffs.
Outrageous. If you think the police should be doing things like this, please get in touch with us in the near future. And but you can't tonight because we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
But again, we will be back tomorrow night for the live Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live. Be thinking about what you're thankful for. We want to hear from you about that. This is your show, Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow night.
Drive safe, everybody.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. People are